This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We're going to be doing something else. It's going to be very good. We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, that is one epic gold card, baby. You get one of those?
I don't know. I hope I don't ever need one, that's for sure.
Well, that's true. So I'm listening to this yesterday, and I'm thinking, it must be a way to make a profit, right, off of immigration. Why else would you try to, I mean, only the richest people are going to be able to afford that, so at least you know they can support themselves when they get here.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of cities that do things similar to that already. You know, you can, there's been arrangements. Listen, if someone could afford $5 million, we want them in the country. They're not going to be a drain, you know, a strain on our resources. They're not going to hurt us. They'll probably add to our income base. And, really, I think this targets like those very wealthy Chinese who, over the years, if you look at places like Vancouver or Toronto, even, you know, the West Coast in America, but those areas, how they've enriched them, you know, because they've taken their fortunes, a lot of them, and they've moved out.
Yeah, very true. And it said that businesses could take advantage of that. But, man, that's a big investment in an employee unless you're moving like a CEO or somebody over, right?
Yeah. I just think it's more about, listen, let's get these wealthy folks over. You know, listen, if they're wealthy, they probably have a certain business acumen. They'll bring that with them along with some other things. So it's a real plus for the nation. And, listen, if we know these folks are trying to flee these other nations, why not charge them a fee to come
yeah.
here?
Yeah, that's a good thought. You know, Kim had an interesting story earlier that the average price today, or the average age, I should say, today of somebody buying a home is 56 years old. That shocked me.
It is so crazy. The median age, if you go back, I think, to 1980, it was something like 31.
Yep.
So it's... It just shows you just these policies. I blame the policies more than anything else. But I also, there's a mindset to it as well. And, you know, when I have all these young folks on the show, young millennials, Gen Z, and when we have these conversations, you kind of wish you could put them in a time portal. Like, you know, I wish you could have met my grandparents. I mean, you're complaining because your avocado toast is expensive, or stop taking an Uber. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about make your own lunch sometime? You know, I'm telling you, I tell people all the time, I've got a godson lives in the Bronx, in the projects in the Bronx, and one day he told me, he ordered lunch. He ordered McDonald's and had it delivered. Like, what the hell? Are you out of your mind? Are you crazy? You'll never get out the projects.
You're paying Uber Eats.
Which is so expensive.
And Mickey D's. You know what? Yeah. Go to the supermarket, grab some ground beef, make yourself a couple of burgers, and do this for about a year, and watch how much money you've got.
Hey, well, with the way that egg prices are going, which I heard they're going to go up again, maybe, you know, in a couple of years, you could just trade like a dozen eggs and be able to buy a house.
You know what's so funny? Years ago, about 20 years ago, they were really, really toying around with these ostrich eggs. Have you ever looked at them like as an investment? It had a lot of potential. It never really took off here, but you know, something similar to that. You know, it's yeah, listen, it is what it is,
like,
right?
One egg for the entire family? I mean, those things are pretty big, aren't they?
We'll get back to the yeah, those are big. Like and that's what the company was doing. The company would hold it for you.
Oh, okay.
It would incubate it and hold it for you. So, yeah. But it does kind of remind me of the tulip thing, too, right? In the back in the tulip craze. One tulip was the price of, got to the, and then the Netherlands got to the equivalent of someone's salary. Of course, that was one of the biggest bubbles in history.
You know, I saw you guys had a story yesterday on Pepsi announcing they're no longer going to factor metrics into their executive compensation, and they talked about rolling back, I think it was DEI stuff at the company. But then today I heard the guy from Costco on saying he had no intention of doing that, and they'd been doing this for years. Let me play that for a year.
We think of this as not so much for the social good, although I think it is. We think of this as part of a meritocracy. If we attract a broader talent pool, we have 300,000 employees, we attract a broader talent pool and we work with them all individually, given their different backgrounds, to be the best professionals they can be, we have a better employee base to choose from.
Tony James is the guy's name there from Costco. I got a couple thoughts on that. I want to get yours, if you don't mind, Charles.
Yeah.
I think that if you're using diversity and equity to get a broader talent pool, that's one thing. But I don't think you can refer to promotions based on quotas as meritocracy. So I guess I don't completely understand what he's talking about here.
I mean, obviously, you know, listen, a company with that many employees, you know, you definitely want to be able to find as many potential employees as possible.
Yeah.
But as far as the sort of upward mobility, you know, there's always a fiduciary responsibility, particularly for a publicly traded company, to have the best people who can deliver the best results. So, you know, also Apple's board also rejected a anti-DEI thing last night, too. So these larger corporations, honestly, it's one of these phrases that it doesn't mean a lot. You know, I mean, I look all the time, I study the corporations, and I don't really see where, outside of a handful of individuals, anyone benefits from it. Like, Black Americans have not benefited from DEI. It's not like, you know, there's a gazillion people making upward mobility moves, Black people at Costco or any of these other companies. I think some of them hire a chief diversity officer.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, if you ever look at the organizational chart, there's not even a line from chief diversity officer to the CEO office, right? It's not even, it's on the board, but it's like it's floating out there on its own, like, okay, we've checked the box, and that's good for Susan Jones, maybe, right? And, it's, you know, you've checked the box, but it does nothing to really do anything. I think the real efforts, honestly, would be these companies, you know, hey, going in, doing training programs, doing things that really, really improve the individual so the individual can compete more instead of this kind of stuff, which I think is just mostly virtue signaling.
Yeah. What's your lead story today? I saw where NVIDIA had some pretty good earnings news, didn't I?
No, they're going to report after the bell.
Oh.
The news, I can guarantee the earnings are going to be great. Everything's going to be great. That doesn't mean the stock's going to be great.
Yeah.
Of the 10 worst days in history, 8 of them belong to NVIDIA. I'm talking like losing a lot of market share. So we're on pins and needles about that. What I do like and I'm going to talk about, though, is, you know, President Trump kind of used to measure everything through the stock market.
Yes.
You know, that's not the goal anymore. And you know, as much as there's the fear mongering is sort of working a little bit with the media, who really just, particularly the financial media, they just dislike Trump so much. It's really amazing. But what you have to look at now, what's really working is The 10-year Treasury yield is coming down. The price of oil is coming down hard. And a dollar, he wants a dollar to be strong, but not too strong. Those are our three metrics we're watching for success, because that's what we need to get our deficit down to 3%. And right now, that's the untold story, how well those three things are moving.
Interesting. So we'll be watching later today for Making Money. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
No, every time, man. Thanks a lot. See you later.
You take care. Charles Payne with the Fox Business Network. Yeah, that's interesting that he's not judging it on how great the stock market's doing, but some of these other factors now.
I'm sorry. I'm fixated on the ostrich. I looked it up. You can, in fact, have an ostrich in Missouri. It's not considered an exotic animal, though I'm sure there are regulations in certain communities.
Those things are mean, aren't they?
I thought they were mean. Or like an emu. Aren't emus
one of our,
mean?
My son got spit on one time, and I think it might have been at Grant's Farm. I'd have to double check with my wife, who has a much better memory of that than
I do. Are those things loud? Like, are we talking rooster loud, where they're making all sorts of squawking noises?
I don't know if they make any noise or not, but man, they look like they'd kill you.
They look
mean.
They
run fast.
Oh, I know.
They do run fast.
And they lay giant eggs. But can you imagine if you walk outside your backyard and your neighbor just has an ostrich in the backyard running around?
One of the funniest Kevin Hart bits I've ever seen is the one where he's talking about irritating, gets out of the car to go to the bathroom or something. He looks up and there's a big bird looking at him, and he gets back in the car and he looks out the window once he starts moving, and the bird is moving the same rate of speed he is. it was funny.
He's my height.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw something of him with Shaq the other day. The height difference is just pretty amazing.
I stood next to Shaquille O'Neal once.
Oh, yeah?
His feet are as big as this computer monitor.
I'll bet they are. I bet like an 18 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.